Farage brands Trump indictment appalling abuse of power. By Jack Montgomery on March 31, 2023. Brexit champion Nigel Farage has branded Donald Trump's indictment in New York an appalling abuse of power. A close ally of the former president, one of the few senior international figures who stuck his neck out to back the Brexit campaign in 2016, the former UK Independence Party and Brexit Party/Reform UK leader's initial statement on the indictment was short and to the point. "Donald Trump will gain more support from this appalling abuse of power," Farage declared in a public post on social media, linking a BBC report predicting the former president was likely to be arrested in coming days. Farage is one of only a few senior, right-leaning politician figures in Britain to have expressed open support for Trump and his country first agenda, endorsing him at rallies in 2016 and 2020. While the establishment conservative, Tory, party is notionally committed to some of the same goals as Trump, such as controlling borders and cutting taxes, it is a more or less open secret that they are privately mass migration enthusiasts. Certainly net immigration has not gone down since they regained office in 2010, but instead hit record levels, and they have delivered little in terms of reducing the tax burden, which is currently at its heaviest since the Second World War. Even Boris Johnson, the former Tory leader sometimes erroneously described as a British Trump by the legacy media, had a documented history of running down the American as out of his mind and unfit to hold the office of President of the United States when the establishment consensus was that Hillary Clinton would become the country's 45th head of state. It is therefore perhaps unsurprising that the Reno-type party has been largely silent on Trump's indictment, with some senior party members even taking it as an opportunity to publicly trash the former president's supporters. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.